You're listening to the Chronicles of Living podcast, where we talk to everyday people about everyday things in the past, present, and future. Now let's talk. Greetings, 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 my visionary dreamers. Whoa, I almost didn't make it today. To those who are just tuning in, this is Adion, your dream pusher, your lifeguard, saving you from yourself, from the world, from some real bullshit. And you are listening to Chronicles of Living podcast show, the show for everyday people doing everyday things, living everyday life. You know us extraordinary folk, doing the damn thing the best way we can. Yes, and like I said, I almost didn't even make it. I didn't even get a chance to put the description in. I literally just got off the road from a two-hour drive and visiting family, going to Philadelphia. My sister cousin 50th birthday party was yesterday. And so I was rushing. Because, I mean, I could have did it in a car, but I just really was tired. I really wanted to get in the house. But, nevertheless, I am here. I am here. So, we're going to get started with the topic of today on Let's Talk Sunday. And this is a new year in a couple of days, 2019. I never really thought about being able to say that. It's just crazy. But yeah, 2019, endings and new beginnings. That is the topic of today. I didn't have time to get real clever with the title because this is just straight to the point. Endings and new beginnings. Every time there's a new year, you know, we have our little new year resolutions that we make, and probably about 90% of us don't keep them past February. But, you know, what about just thinking about endings? I mean, we think about new beginnings, but I don't think we put much thought on endings. Sometimes we need to take a look at things we need to put it into so that we can have great new beginnings, you know? And y'all should know by now, since I just got off the road, I really didn't have time to totally prepare for the show. And, you know, to those who listen a lot, y'all know that's just how it goes sometimes for me. But nevertheless, I know Spirit is going to definitely give you some words of wisdom through this topic today. So let's just start with endings, you know. That can mean so many things. There's a lot of things that, you know, we as people hold on to in our lives, whether it be materialistic things, whether it be relationships, whether it be grudges, whether it be jobs that we should have probably let go of a long time ago and moved on to, careers that just, you know, it's just old, whatever it is. Sometimes we can hold on to things and it can block our new beginnings. It can block the blessings, the very blessings that God wants and just has for us with his open arms, you know, and wants us to just really gravitate towards. You know, simple things like ladies putting it into that junky pocketbook, that cluttered wallet, and that's men and women, cluttered wallets, you know, putting it into that so that new money can come your way, so that new, you know, finances can all of a sudden just appear in your pocketbook, in your wallet. Little simple things like that, because, you know, if you have a cluttered wallet, if you have a cluttered pocketbook, where is the room for the new money? Where's the room? Why would God want to bless you with more money when you don't keep the money that you have in order, when you don't keep, you know, the things that you have in order. Same thing with your household. You hold on to things that doesn't serve you anymore, you know, old clothes or just old appliances, old, just old things that's cluttering your house. How can you receive fresh new energy in your home when your house is cluttered? That just doesn't mix. That just doesn't mix. So put it into the unorganized household, the unorganized wallet, pocketbook, you know, things of that nature. The trashy car that you're driving in that has old, you know, bottles of water or, you know, wrappers or potato chips or whatever like that. Clean your car out. The whole moral of this topic is to get you to get to a point that you not only clear your head, your mindset, your physical body of old habits, your eating habits, but clear your household of old habits. Clear the things that you come to every day. Every day you got to walk in your house. You got to walk through clutter. You got to walk through messiness. And what does that do? That steals a lot of good energy from you. That's what that does. Whether you realize it or not. And I'm sorry if y'all hear my cat, but I did leave her here for 2 days. So she's whining. But, hey, it is what it is. This is live. So, you know, things like that when it comes to your personal space, even at your job, your office space, clear your desk. Give yourself some fresh newness to your work area. Because a lot of times when you have that clutter all in, around your desk, that's not motivation for you to get things done. You know, rather we realize it or not. Again, clutter is clutter. And it affects you in so many different ways, whether you realize it or not. It really does. It affects your energy. It affects. So if it's affecting your energy, it's affecting your production. And you want to be productive with anything that you do. Right? So that's one thing. Now, the other thing is putting in an end to relationships that's not benefiting you. Rather it be a friendship, rather it be a intimate relationship. If it's not benefiting you, and when I say benefiting you, I mean like if you feel like, okay, this is not like what I want for me. You know what I mean? This is not what I don't feel like I'm getting treated the way I deserve to be treated. I feel like I'm being neglected. Things of that nature. Settling. Let's say that. Settling. It's time to put an end to settling. Okay? Just to hold on and say you're in a relationship or just to hold on to a friendship because you've been in a friendship with somebody, been friends with somebody for years, for, you know, since way back when. And you just, you know, you've shared so much with this friend together, or you shared so much within this relationship, you invested so much in this relationship. A lot of times we don't want to let relationships or friendships go because we feel like we have invested so much time in it that it's like it would be a waste. But I'm here to tell you, it won't be a waste if it's not, you know, changing and moving in the direction that you're moving. If it's not growing with you the way you're growing, then that means that it's time to end it. It's time to let it go. It's time for that portion, that chapter of your life to be closed and move on to new chapters. Because we're really all sort of like walking books. I say this all the time. And our life is like the way we write it out. It's like a movie. It's like a book. The things that we go through is like one chapter after the other as to, you know, how our life is going to form at the end of the day, you know? And so we got to recognize when it's time to let go. It's time that, okay,
Don't self-sabotage because you want to hold on to a comfort zone. You want to hold on to a relationship because it's comfortable to you. You want to hold on to a friendship because it's comfortable to you. They know you. They know your habits. They know what you like and things of that nature. So you holding on. But yet and still, again, God can have friends that are going to help you grow to the next level that might be, not might, that will be with the same mindset, that will have the same mindset that you have, that you have grown to have, throughout the years. That's what life is all about. Life is all about some people stay in your life, some people are come in your life for a short amount of time, and some people it's just a glance, you know what I mean? Just for a day, just for a conversation. And you have to determine at what point or what how can I say it? What part, let's say that, what part a person plays in your life. And that's when I say we gotta let go of things that don't benefit us anymore. You have to look at relationships, friendships, and you have to look at them and ask yourself, okay, whether you feel like they're good or bad, or if they've been good or bad, you have to look at them and determine, like, okay, what did I get out of this? How has this relationship helped me to grow? What did this relationship add to my life? You know what I mean? What did I learn from this, being in this relationship? And when I say relationship, I'm not just talking about intimate relationships. I'm talking about friendships as well. You know what I mean? Because relationships is just that, relationships. And that could be with associates, that could be with coworkers, that could be, anything. But a relationship, you have to figure out what part does that relationship play in your life? What is it that you were supposed to learn or are supposed to learn out of that relationship? And if you feel like, okay, I've learned what I need to learn, and you're really truthful with yourself, and you feel like, okay, it's at a standstill, it's like, stagnant, a stagnant relationship, then it's time to move on so that you can clear the way for new people to come in your life and help you go to the next level. That's what it's about. Endings and new beginnings. We got to let go of the old to receive the new, y'all. And that's what life is about. I look at my life. I was spending time with one of my long-term friends, this morning, after the party, went back to her crib, and this morning we got up, ate breakfast and everything. We just had some real deep talks and conversations, and I was just saying to her, I'm like, this time 2 years ago, I was in a shelter. To my regular listeners know the story, but to people that are just tuning in, you got to go back and listen to, I think maybe last New Year's I shared some of the story, but yeah, I was in a shelter, and I just was sharing with her, like, how, because we were talking about cycles and how people repeat cycles, family cycles. Because first she asked me, do I believe in family curses? I was like, no, maybe cycles. And I believe it to the point that people, are victimized themselves to believe about that their family has a curse or a cycle or whatever like that. And at the point that you believe that, everybody has the capability to break it. And we went into this discussion as to, people having different tools and people feeling like they don't have the right tools. But I had to tell her and break it down, like, look, we're all born, you know what I'm saying, with the same 24 hours in a day. And there are people that come across our paths, whether it be family members, teachers, coaches, whatever, that God sends our way to put little nuggets, give us little nuggets throughout our lives. But it's our choice to choose to take those nuggets and apply them to our lives. I was born in the same neighborhood as a lot of other people was born in, but I choose to leave the neighborhood to further, you know, venture out and see what else is out there, you know. But a lot of people my age chose to stay in the neighborhood, you know, which is nothing wrong with that if that's their thing, that's their cup of tea. But the thing is, I made the decision to leave the neighborhood to see what else was out there in life. And because I made that choice and I put an end to where I grew up at and looked at it like, okay, those were lessons learned. I learned a lot from growing up in that neighborhood, being around those people, friends or whatever like that. And I can go visit anytime I want. But nevertheless, life and the world is big. The universe is huge, you know, and God wouldn't have made it so big if he didn't want us to explore it. If he didn't want us to put an end to certain parts of our journey and to move on to new parts of our journey and discover more about us, discover more of who we are, more of our capabilities. And if I would have never left, I would not have discovered the deepness and how the depth of who I am. So I kind of went off track as far as the, you know, me being in the shelter 2 years ago. But I say all that to say, you know, when I look back at my life and my journey, you know, from 2 years ago, I'm telling her, this is the reason why I don't believe in the curses and the cycles. I was able to pick myself up because of my will, because of my will to want more in life. So from 2 years to now, I have been able to self-publish 2 books and in the process of about to release the 3rd book, which I really wish I could have done before the end of this year. But, you know, life is life. And so you got to alter things, you know, and so it will be coming out the top of the year. But nevertheless, 2 books. And I sat up there and I told her, I said, so what is different about me? I never went to school for editing. I never went to school for how to format a book and how to self-publish and things of that nature. I never went to school for, well, I did go to school slightly for coding, but I never got a chance to finish, you know, college for coding and stuff like that. I took it upon myself back in 2009 to say, you know what? I want to learn this. I want to learn how to make websites. I want to learn, you know, how to do graphics and how to design business cards and things of that nature. You know, I took it upon myself to put an end to my old way of thinking that, okay, I got to go to school to learn these things. And I decided that, you know what, I'm going to utilize the tools that's in front of me to learn what I need to learn. I'm going to get on the internet and I'm going to research how to do this stuff. I'm going to get books on this stuff. I'm going to read. I'm going to go hang around people that know this stuff. I'm going to talk to people that know how to build websites, that has published books before. These are the decisions that we all have the right to make. We all have, you know, that authority, that self-authority to say, you know what, I want more for myself and think about how can we go out there and get more. To put an end to the old mindset that I can't do it because I can't afford to go to college or I'm not smart enough or whatever. I just think that's a bunch of crap, you know, and I shared with her as far as, you know, the reason why I don't gravitate towards the whole victim mentality of, and when I say, and I'm still staying on the whole topic of endings and new beginnings, a lot of people hold on to the things that happened to them. The things that, rather it be, you know, maybe you was in a bad car accident and now all of a sudden you can't walk anymore. Or maybe something happened to you and unfortunately, you know, you was abused in a bad way. And I shared with her, like, everybody has the choice to change their life around at any moment. Everybody has the choice and the power to say, you know what, I'm going to put an end to this whole situation that happened to me. It happened to me, unfortunately, Now, I need to figure out what is it that I can do to live from this situation. Am I going to stay in this mindset and die from it? Or am I going to put an end to this mindset and stop thinking about what happened to me yesterday, last year, last night, you know what I mean, that didn't go right, that was unexpected, that caught me off guard, that hurt me. All of those things, all of those emotions. You can't change what happened, but you can make new things happen. You can create new beginnings for yourself. So I decided 2 years ago, okay, while I was sitting there in that shelter, like, you know what? My life is not going to be this way this time next year, this time 2 years from now, this time 5 years from now. And I made sure that I took my power back and I put an end to what happened and I let it go. I talk about it in a podcast show just to share with you that you're not the only one going through, letdowns and unexpected things that is just like, you don't have to be ashamed about things that happen to you that's out of your control. You don't have to worry about, you know, what other people think. All you do is you take the lesson, you take your situation and you learn from that. You make the best of that. You live from that situation. I lived while I was in the situation and I breathed new life into people that was in that shelter. And that was my purpose. And that was a part of my journey purposely. I truly believe today for me to be there for certain people and to help certain people at that time in my life. And to have a certain view about people that was put in that position, you know, and to test my strength, to reboot my strength, because as we get older, sometimes we get a little stuck, you know, we get a little stuck in our ways. We get too comfortable. And I truly believe today that God allowed that to happen to me to put some fire under my butt because I was losing some of my ambition. And that definitely put some fire under my butt and made me get back up on the horse again. Hence why now, 2 years later, I have two self-published books out, and I have a podcast show that's been on over a year, that's on every major platform that podcasts are playing on right now. I have an app in the Google Play Store for my podcast show. You can listen to the podcast on iHeartRadio, iTunes, and all those major platforms. Why? Because I decided while I was in that space that, you know what? I'm putting an end to this. And when I get out of this, I'm not coming back to this. I'm going to make sure that I don't get in this position again. I'm going to do what I have to do to stay out of this position and to move towards a better way of life and figure out what it is that I need to do to better myself. So let's, rewind back last year at this time, coming from the shelter, New Year's at this time, I was at a yoga and meditation retreat, doing contract work for them in exchange for learning about meditation and yoga. I decided that, you know what, again, I was going to put an end to my old way of thinking. And in order to do that, I needed to do something drastic. I needed to have some me time to figure out who I am. I'm growing. My son went to college. You know what I mean? My daughter's doing her thing. And now it's just me. Now, what is it that I want to do with my life? You know what I mean? What is it that I still have the desire to do from all the things that I've done in the past? What is it that I can take and gather from all the different industries, all the different jobs that I've held in the past that I can apply to my new life moving forward, to the new things, the new dreams that I want to pursue moving forward? What is it? So me going to the yoga and meditation retreat allowed me to be able to face me, to be able to have a long time to just sit with me. And a lot of times, that is the only thing that we're lacking to allow us to pinpoint what it is that we are supposed to be doing at this time in our lives. What is it that we're supposed to be pursuing at this time in our lives? What is it that we are supposed to let go of at this time in our life and put an end to it once and for all? That's what we need to do. We need to go into this new year and learn how to have me time. And when I say me time, I don't mean being selfish. I don't mean being, you know, selfish to your loved ones and just not making time for them. You know what I mean? That's not what I mean when I say me time. Me time is about just that, me time, going inward, having time with yourself, rather be going somewhere with yourself, going on a nice hiking trail. If you near any type of, walking trails or whatever, bike riding, something, just something, going to a restaurant by yourself and just sitting there having a cup of coffee or just eating your favorite dish, going to a movie by yourself. Because all of this stuff, when I say me time, it's just a way of you just coming back and learning who you are, what you like, trying new things, you know? But I'm not saying be selfish with your loved ones when I say that. And just like last week, I had a show talking about what is true love. And I just want to make sure y'all know, if y'all listened to that show last week with my cousin, you know, we worked hard at hitting on a lot of different points. But, you know, having true love and love for self is knowing, you know, when, again, to put an end to certain things that's not benefiting you. Eating wrong, knowing that you're eating wrong, knowing that your health relies on you to eat the right foods. You know better. Knowing that you need to take some time to work out, rather be 5 minutes doing jumping jacks, simple things, get a jump rope. My son lost a ton of weight just jumping rope in our living room some years ago. You know, just simple things, doing what you can do and working with what you do have, with the tools that you do have. Me and my friend today, my girlfriend, this morning, we really got in deep, and through that conversation, I was able to help her pinpoint her purpose, because she had been trying so many different things throughout the year. And I'm like, you just give stuff a month. I know I try a lot of things, but at least I see it through. She just give it a month, you know? So I let her go through this activity of writing it down and figuring it out. And we went through all the different occupations, all the different jobs and everything that she had. And I made her pinpoint what is it that she was doing the most out of each job. Because she was thinking, first the conversation started off like, them jobs, I was just doing it to make money. And that's how I used to think. That was my old way of thinking. Oh, those jobs were for me just to make money. But no, if you look at the jobs and the careers that you held, even though you're not with them anymore, you're not doing them anymore, you can pinpoint the thing that you have been doing the most out of each job. And from that, you can pinpoint what is it that you're good at, what field you need to go into, what type of dreams that you need to be working towards, instead of working hard at learning something totally new that's not in your field. She's a creative person. And so we pinpointed, you know, what it is that she needs to work on. And I gave her a whole, you know, helped her build her blueprint on it. And now, just from that conversation, she put an end to her old way of thinking. And now she's excited. She's excited about the new venture going into 2019. You know, it's just that simple, y'all. It really is. Whether you want to believe it or not, it's really simple if we just put an end to the old mindset, the old way of thinking that, you know, just because you don't have this or you don't have that and you weren't equipped, you know, with this, or you weren't born with a silver spoon in your mouth, you didn't get a chance to finish school, or you didn't get a chance to finish college or whatever, that you need to just take any opportunity instead of going for what you really, really want to do. And yes, it's hard. It is. If it was easy for you to just Go ahead and live your dreams. Guess what? Everybody would be living their dreams. Everybody would have their dreams and their visions would be reality. But it's hard for a reason. Because you need to see, is this what you really want? Is this what you're really built to do? Is this really your purpose, your assignment? And what is it that, how are you going to add to the world with doing this? Because everything that we do, whether it be a dream or vision, it is meant to add to the world. It's not just meant for you, whether you realize it or not. And if you feel like it's just meant for you, then don't be surprised if it collapses. Don't be surprised if it collapses. We are not put here just for us. So when I tell you about me time and all of this stuff, I'm not saying that to have you, for you to have a mentality that is just all about me, 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 me. No, I'm just telling you, you got to put the mask on yourself first before you can put it on and help save everybody else, or, you know, help and give your energy to anything or anybody else that serves a greater purpose. That's what I mean by me time, you know, because this world and this life is, it can become very, very challenging. And in the midst of that challenge, you need that time. You need that breath. You need that, you know, that time to just sit and think like, man, what am I doing? What, you know what I'm saying? Where am I at? It gets like that sometimes. Sometimes life can be very overwhelming, very. And this is why I'm telling y'all today for 2019, endings and new beginnings. It's time for you to put it into a bunch of stuff that don't serve you anymore. Stop holding on to things and people that don't serve you anymore. You know? Because we all want new beginnings. It's a new year, so we all are excited about the new year, especially if you had a rocky 2018, you're looking forward to 2019. Like, yeah, this gonna be my year. This gonna be it. This is it. That's how I feel, you know? And I didn't even realize how much I have accomplished up to this point until I started talking it out. Why? Because I decided 2 years ago to put an end to my old way of doing things, to my old mindset. And all I did was put an end to that. And I just started moving forward. I started moving forward every day. I just started focusing on what's in front of me. Started focusing on the things that I want to accomplish. And when you do that and you focus on the things that you want to accomplish and you stop looking back at the things that didn't work out, at the things that you failed at the mistakes that you made, guess what? Before you know it, you have accomplished. You have achieved what it is that you was moving forward towards. That's what happens because you don't have all of that clutter of shoulda, coulda, woulda in the back of your head, ringing in your thoughts every day. Oh, you messed up. Oh, you failed here. Oh, you know what? You're not good enough for it. You know, you don't have those thoughts talking to you because you're focused on moving forward. You're focused on new beginnings. You have decided to put endings to yesterday, to the things that didn't work out, you know, rather be job, rather be, you know, sports, rather be relationship, rather be a new entrepreneurship, you know, a business. We got to stop holding on to the things that don't work out, y'all. We have to, because we're doing ourselves a disservice when we do that. And as y'all should know by now, you know, as far as the people that's been listening and to my new listeners, I always tell y'all that this show is not just for you. It's for me too. I talk, when I talk, I'm talking to me as well. I'm reminding myself, stop settling. You know what I mean? Don't settle, rather. You know what I mean? If it don't feel right, if it's not for you, then it's just not for you. Keep it moving. That's it. It's not hard. It's really not as hard as we make it out to be, to put endings to things that is not serving you. And you will be surprised as to how good you will feel about yourself, how much power you will have when you put an end to holding bitterness and grudges and unforgiveness to people that you've been just angry at for years and years and years. And then to the point that you don't even realize, you don't even remember why you was angry at them. You don't even remember why you holding a grudge. And that's bad. But it's people out here that have bitterness towards other people and grudges towards other people. And they had them for years and they just like, because it's just the norm, and then forgot what it's all about. It's time to put an end to that. It's taking up too much space in your brain. Okay. It's taking up too much real estate, as they say, in your brain, in your mindset, in your thoughts. Let it go. It's time to let go of things that do not serve you so that you can have the new. And that is what life is about. So I'm not going to keep going on about this topic. I'm going to have to put the description in when I can finish the show and all of that. But I'm glad that I made it. I might have been 2 minutes late, but I made it, y'all. Made it. So I hope that we can all move into this new year with those thoughts in mind. You know, stop worrying about what didn't work out this year, last year, 10 years ago. Stop worrying about the mistakes you made. Stop worrying about the relationship that didn't work out. Stop worrying about the friendship that just went sour. Stop worrying about, you know, the business that just belly flopped. Stop worrying about the job that you lost and the people that just don't mess with you no more, whatever. Stop worrying about all of that. It's time to put an end to that. Put an end to all that. Put a dot, 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 period, to all of that, and keep it moving. Move forward, y'all. Move forward. It's time for new beginnings. And whoever is supposed to be involved in that new beginning, it will show itself. They will show themselves, you know, to be a person of value to you. You will know it. You will know going into the new year who is supposed to keep moving along this journey with you versus who is supposed to, oh, the buck stops here, buddy. Love you, you know, and thank you for all the things I've learned from you. And thank you for all the things that we've shared together, the happy times or whatever. And it's nothing to be angry about. It's nothing to be bitter about, but you got to do it for yourself. You want better? Do better. Oh, that's a friend of mine's quote. You know, well, actually, his quote is know better, do better. You know, this is what we got to do for the new year, y'all. So that's my word for today. And I mean, for real, guys, happy New Year's. I really can't believe it is 2019. Wow. About to be in 2020 in a minute. So. Yeah, I email me, y'all. Let me know how the show is helping y'all out. You want to come on the show? You got some great stuff to share with the listeners. How the show has helped you, and how you're moving forward since you've been listening to the show. Definitely email me at adionyourdreampusher@gmail.com, and definitely go and invest in yourself and go get the books, you know, the Visionary Dreamer 90-Day Journal and the Transform Your Life, Discover Your Purpose workbook, Visionary Dreamer workbook. Both of those books I totally took the time to create and put together, pretty much condense how I do things and how I'm able to get things done. Basically, ever since I was in junior high school, I kept a journal. So I just put together that for y'all because I want to see everybody's dreams and visions come to light. And that workbook is really just about you facing you And a lot of, we really need that. We need that. So go on Amazon, go on Barnes and Nobles, online, purchase books written by April A. Dionne Williams. If you put that in the search box, the books will come up. If you can't remember the name of the books, but I will have the links at the bottom of the description for this show. And if you listened to last week's show, I did have to re-upload it because the volume was down a little bit. So go back and listen to it again if you didn't hear all the parts. But I got some exciting new things coming this way this year. I'm so excited. I'm so excited about it. Oh, gosh. The YouTube channel, I'm going to be focused on. I know I did say I was going to put it up on a Wednesday, but I decided to wait until the new year, start everything fresh. But I have a lot of things coming y'all way. So definitely stay tuned. And just keep sharing, y'all. I love y'all so much. Y'all have made this a wonderful year for me and for Chronicles of Living Podcast Show. I so appreciate you guys. I love y'all more than you know. And just keep tuning in and keep sharing and keep, you know, sending me emails. I love it all, guys. Have a very, very, very safe and happy, happy new year. I love you guys. This is Adion, your dream pusher, your lifeguard, saving you from yourself, from the world, from some real bullshit. And you are listening to Chronicles of Living Podcast Show, the show for everyday people doing everyday things, living everyday life. I love, love, love you guys. Happy New Year. Thank you for listening to Chronicles of Living, where we talk to everyday people about everyday things in the past, present, and future. And if you are pursuing your dreams, I'm proud of you. Because the best part of life is when you decide to live. To keep up with us, please visit ChroniclesOfLiving.com. Until next time, this is Adion, your dream pusher. I love you guys.